This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired the 50th meeting of Pragati, the ICT-enabled multimodal platform for proactive governance and timely implementation in New Delhi yesterday. During the meeting, Mr. Modi reviewed five critical infrastructure projects across sectors, including road, railways, power, water resources and coal. These projects span five states with a cumulative cost of more than 40,000 crore rupees. Prime Minister said that in last decade, Pragati-led ecosystem has helped accelerate projects worth more than 85 lakh crore rupees. More details in this report.
Since 2014, 377 projects have been reviewed under Pragati. Across these projects, 2,958 out of 3,162 identified issues have been resolved, which is around 94%. This initiative has significantly reduced delays, cost overruns, and coordination failures. During the meeting, Prime Minister said that as India moves at a faster pace, the relevance of Pragati has grown further. He noted that Pragati is essential to sustain reform momentum and ensure delivery. Prime Minister said Viksit Bharat at 2047 is both a national resolve and a time-bound target, and Pragati is a powerful accelerator to achieve it. With Anand Kumar, Suparna Saikya, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The government has notified February the 1st as the date from which additional excise duty will be levied on tobacco products and a new cess on pan masala. The new levies on tobacco and pan masala will be over and above the GST rate and will replace the compensation cess, which is currently being levied on such sin goods. According to the notification, pan masala, cigarettes, tobacco and similar products will attract a GST rate of 40%, while bidis will attract 18% GST. On top of this, a health and national security cess will be levied on pan masala, while tobacco and related products will attract additional excise duty. The Election Commission has issued a strong rebuttal following the filing of two police complaints against the Chief Election Commissioner and the Chief Electoral Officer of West Bengal regarding the SIR process. In a formal statement, the CEO's office dismissed the allegations as pre-planned and baseless, labelling them a deliberate attempt to intimidate officials performing their legal duties for SIR 2026. The National Sports Governance Act 2025 partially came into effect from today. According to the Sports Ministry, the Centre has notified the commencement of selected provisions of the Act. The Act seeks to promote transparency, accountability, ethical practices and good governance in sports administration, ensuring welfare of sportspersons. The Ministry said the phased commencement of the Act is aimed at ensuring a smooth transition to the statutory sports governance framework. The provisions being brought into effect are related to the establishment and governance framework of national sports bodies, including the National Olympic Committee, National Paralympic Committee, National Sports Federations and Regional Sports Federations. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended their greetings and best wishes to the countrymen on the occasion of New Year 2026. In her message, the President said, "The New Year symbolizes renewed energy and positive change and serves as an opportunity for self-reflection and fresh resolutions." In a social media post, the Vice President expressed hope that the year would bring peace, good health, happiness and prosperity to all. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed hope that the year would bring good health and prosperity with success and fulfillment in everyone's efforts. He prayed for peace and happiness in the society. The 44th Junior National Kho Kho Championship began at the Gunjur in Bengaluru yesterday. Around 1,000 young athletes from states and union territories across India are competing in boys and girls categories. Nearly 40 matches were played on the opening day. The tournament follows a league-cum-knockout format, which semi-finals third on the 3rd of January and finals on the 4th of January. The Indian stock markets welcomed 2026 with a positive opening as overall sentiment remained cautiously constructive, supported by improving domestic technicals despite mixed global cues and the absence of major domestic triggers. And that is the end of this news bulletin.